This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. My voice sounded weird just there. On a Tuesday. Shut up, Chris. I thought my voice sounded melodious. Mellifluous. I forget what the word the guy used, but it was awesome. Anyway, it's the Jesse Kelly Show, and here's what we have on tap for tonight. We're going to talk about our agencies working against us right out in the open. New story about the FBI. Republican AGs starting to develop teeth. That's awesome. I have another example how we've talked before about the economy's being, the country itself is being taken from you and handed to the globalists and the illegals. I have another huge example about that tonight. Are we going to have a return of Hillary Clinton? And why are they putting up barriers around the Supreme Court? Historically, that means things are about to get a little spicy. All that. Brandon Darby will come on next hour to give us an update on the border and so much more coming up on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. But first, let's have a chat about something much more important than any of those things. And this is always the challenge. This is always the challenge. What do you talk about? We only have 3 hours together. It's not that long. How do you prioritize what? Look, we could talk about this lawsuit about the COVID vaccine, and we'll get to that. Hillary Clinton, FBI stuff. We're going to talk about bullying, all kinds of things. How do you look at all the big stories of the day and figure out how to open it? Well, you have to follow your heart. All right? So let's just begin here. Today is National Jesse Day. Did you know that? What, Chris? It's National Jesse Day. Don't shake your head, Chris, like it's not. It is. You can look it up. June 18th is National Jesse Day. Did you know that the name Jesse means God's gift? Hey, don't indict me. This is just God's gift over here, passing along the news. It's National Jesse Day, like every June 18th is. And I think we should all take a moment and pray for the Jesse. I don't know. A Jesse you may know or know of. Me is mainly who I'm thinking about. We need to celebrate the various Jessies in our lives, meaning me. Today is my day. And I believe that is how we should lead off the show tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Also, I'm sorry. This answer just murders me. So Joe Biden, we talked about this a little last night. The Trump-Biden debates are... It's next Thursday, right, Chris? Not this Thursday. Yeah, it's next Thursday. Next Thursday is the Trump-Biden debates. I should probably look that up before starting a nationally syndicated show. Whatever. The Trump-Biden debates are next week. And Joe Biden is doing what he's always done leading up to big events, State of the Union or whatever. He disappears. Now, you know and I know why Joe Biden disappears. It's not a mystery. He is physically and mentally coming apart at the seams. They need to prep Joe Biden with rest and information. So when Joe Biden has a debate coming up against Donald Trump, he is going to sleep in. He's going to wake up and he's going to get whatever cocktail they give him to keep him functional throughout the day. He is going to be in a resting, relaxing environment. And he's going to get debate prep. Numbers here, percentages there, talking points here. This is what Joe Biden does. He is not president. He really hasn't been president. That's not breaking news. You know that. This human being is not out there making decisions on behalf of the country. He's not capable of doing that. So he's going to go to ground, as they say. He's going to hide from the American people, stop even pretending to do his job while he gets ready for the debate. Now, that's all part of it. Corinne DiVersity Hire was asked about that today. And I just want to say this. This is not about Joe Biden. It's not about Corinne Diversity Hire. It's not about commies or anything else. This is about parents and kids today. Listen, you have to teach your children how to have a conversation. And if you're a parent, this is a challenge you face that other parents have never had to face in previous generations ever. Now, I'm not saying you have it worse than anyone else. Other generations had plenty of hardships, believe me. In early America, half of the children died before they reached the age of five. Okay, so it's not like our challenges are the only challenges parents have ever had to face, but no generation in history has had to teach their children how to speak. How do you do that? Make them put their devices down at mealtime, family time, no electronics. You sit and talk. Complete sentences. Ask people questions. Ask people follow-up questions. How's your day? How's your mom? Oh, she's got foot problems. What's wrong with her foot? Learn how to see this stuff. If you're depending on your age, it almost sounds stupid, right? Because no one ever had to teach you. No one ever had to teach me. But in this day and age, people can't talk. And if they live long enough in this day and age, they will become grown adults who can't talk. Corinne Diversity Hire was hired to be the press secretary because she's a black lesbian. She very clearly, we know she was hired because she's a black lesbian, because the press secretary for the president of the United States of America cannot speak. And I hear this stuff and it makes my head explode.
And so what I will say is that, you know, while the president is in Camp David and Rehoboth, he certainly will be able to be to stay up to date.
Oh, my gosh. This is a lesson for parents. I'm telling you, your child is not learning how to talk by watching little videos or playing video games. And I'm not against the little videos or video games or anything like that. Kids got to live, enjoy video games, have fun, have your screen time. Do that. That's fine. If you aren't teaching your child to speak, your child will now, they'll grow up to be 30, 40. And you don't magically learn how to speak by age or osmosis. You learn how to speak by doing it. I have to be very purposeful about this with one of my sons who has a little bit of social anxiety. The other very much does not. But one of my sons would prefer not to talk to people. But when you talk to him, you wouldn't know that because he has been forced. Speak up. Speak clearly. Look you in the eye. Ask you questions. I have had to practically beat that. I didn't beat that. We have had to beat that out of him because I will never have my children grow up and speak like this.
And so what I will say is that, you know, while the president is in Camp David and Rehoboth, he certainly will be able to be to stay up to date on what's going on, to get updates from his senior advisors, from his team. As we say many times, the president could be president anywhere. We have the infrastructure to do just that.
Oh my gosh. Teach your child to speak. All right? All right. Now we have to talk about something else. We have to talk about how evil our government institutions are and something we can all do about it. Because, look, the stories are out there and they're compounding on each other. It's getting worse and worse and worse. Do you remember those stories about Joe Biden's dog, Commander? He kept biting people, ended up biting a Secret Service agent badly. The Secret Service destroyed the evidence. They destroyed the video of the bite. The United States Secret Service not only protects the president from gunfire, apparently they now view their job as protecting him from damaging news stories. Not that that's exactly new when you study the history of the Secret Service. They covered up quite a bit for guys like JFK and LBJ and those types, but there's that. We have this story. is the Office of the Special Counsel, this is from Red State, retaliating against the very whistleblowers it's supposed to protect. Let me clue you in, they are. And then there's this. The Federal Bureau of Investigation. This is a secret state police agency. It is an intelligence gathering force, not a law enforcement force. It is a domestic spy agency. It is evil from the top to the bottom. We now have video because there was a whistleblower at Texas Children's Hospital. Texas Children's Hospital is not allowed to do the tranny surgeries on kids, chopping people's penises off and stuff. They're doing it anyway. Whistleblower came forward, got a knock at the door. There's video out there. The Federal Bureau of Investigation came knocking to intimidate a whistleblower. What can we do about that? Well, there is something. It might make you uncomfortable. Hang on, we'll talk about it.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Absolutely love your emails. Love, hate, death threats. Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. Back to what we were talking about. The latest and most hideous story. Texas Children's Hospital. It's this huge, internationally known children's hospital. Used to be very well thought of, and it still is in many circles. But of course, like so many of our medical institutions, it's been taken over by a bunch of despicable cultural Marxists. They now chop the breasts off of teenage girls and penises off of teenage boys. They're not allowed to do that in the state of Texas. But it's still going on now, according to these whistleblowers who are coming forward saying, no, they're still doing it here. So we had whistleblowers coming forward saying this hospital is breaking the law. The FBI showed up at their doorstep to try to intimidate them. You and I both know why the FBI showed up. And look, obviously, there are a lot of things that need to be done at the FBI that you, me, we can't control. They don't need a new building. They need a budget of zero. Every employee needs to be fired from top to bottom. Fire the parking lot attendant and then decide how many of them are going to be arrested and prosecuted for crimes against the American people. That's the only acceptable position when it comes to the FBI. Anything else is cope and weak and pathetic. You can have a free country or you can have a secret state police agency. You cannot have both. Free countries cannot exist with secret state police agencies working within their borders. That is not how it works. It could never work that way. I have said it before. I'll say it again. I have never been one of these people who says, civil war, it's time for civil war. But I'm telling you right now, the FBI will cause a civil war if it is not brought to heel. It will. You're going to press people into a position where red states, red counties, will stand up against the federal government. And wow, does that put us in a pickle? Anyway, but what can you do? What can I do? Let me tell you a little story. I'll change a couple names and dates, but there was a couple in town. They had a son. The couple, this is not in my city, you should know, but it's not that far from me. They have a son. He's a mess. This is about 10, 15 years ago. The son's a mess. The parents were a mess. Mom, dad end up getting a divorce. Whatever reason, dad moves away. Son stays with just mom. All right, so it's all right. It's a rough situation. Maybe you've been through this situation. Maybe you're going through this. Okay, it's bad. But mom is a grease fire, a total disaster. And maybe dad was too, right? I can't speak to that. But mom was a disaster. When I say grease fire, how bad was it? This mom used to regularly buy alcohol for her 13-year-old son and his friends, and after getting his son and his friends liquored up, would drive them around town so they could vandalize cars and homes. I'm not making this story up. I swear there are people out there like this. She was eventually caught, I don't know why you morons do this stuff today. Everyone has a Ring doorbell. Everything's recorded. You're always on camera. Anyway, surprise, surprise, they tracked down this master criminal, and she was exposed as being the mom who buys teenagers booze and vandalizes cars. Well, she's not around anymore, and it's not because she's in prison. She didn't get any jail time. She's not around anymore because the social shame she felt made living around here impossible. Put her home up for sale, moved out west. No one even knows there. No one even knows where, I should say. Social shame is underrated. Social shame is more powerful than laws. Did you know that? A social shame system, it's more powerful than laws. You should scorn the FBI agent in your life. Working at the FBI should be a mark of shame. You will know we are doing well when your friends, family, whoever you know who works for the FBI, when they're ashamed to tell people and they start lying about what they do. To be in the FBI, it should be met with the amount of social shame that that vandalizing mother was met with. You shouldn't see friendly faces in the grocery store. Friends and family members shouldn't invite you over for a barbecue or a picnic. And if you do get invited over, it should come with instructions. Hey, Mark, just don't tell anyone what you do, okay? A lot of these people love America and you're evil. Being in the FBI, if you know anybody in your life in the FBI, start pouring scorn and shame on them, and I'm not even close to kidding. And if the FBI ever shows up at your door for any reason, if you encounter an FBI agent for any reason at all, do not talk to them. Lawyer up immediately. If I ran into an FBI agent at the urinal in between segments and he asked me what I was about to get on the tacos I'm about to order, I would say, ask my lawyer. You don't talk the FBI ever. Would you talk to the Cheka? Would you talk to the Stasi? The KGB? Well, you've got one here. Social shame. Underrated. All right, let's talk about our country, how they're moving things around out of our hands and into theirs. Hang on.
Fighting for your freedom every day. USA! USA! The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Don't forget to leave a 5-star rating and a review discussing how handsome I am. It's National Jesse Day. You owe me that. All right. You owe me that. Chris, I didn't come up with this being National Jesse Day. I can't say whether or not I had something to do with it. I just naturally assumed it was about me whenever they came up with this day, but I can't confirm that. Am I the most famous Jesse of all time? Of course not. But I pretend like I am. It's me, and I guess there is King David. Dad, that was kind of a big deal. Jesse James, of course. I'm probably, me and Jesse James about equal. Chris, wouldn't you say? No? You wouldn't say? What do you mean? You think I'm more famous than he is? No? Not as much? You guys are stupid. Anyway, let's talk about something. This is something we talk about a lot, and we bring up examples of this as much as we possibly can, because there's confusion out there. There are so many lies from the system. The media, our federal institutions, we're lied to by everyone all around us. And so it can be hard. It's very, very difficult for me, you, all of us, to figure out what's real, what's not real. Why are we seeing the things that we're seeing? And one of the very common questions that's out there is, Jesse, I don't understand. The jobs market's terrible. The economy's terrible. I can't afford rent. I've got a second job. I got all this. But the stock market looks good. And they keep bragging about all the jobs that they just added. Joe Biden can't stop bragging about it. 15 million jobs. You can't stop himself. And here's the thing. Those aren't necessarily lies. There have been 15 million jobs created. The stock market blowing up. It looks amazing. Why is it that these people, all these finance giants and CEOs and politicians, why is it that they can go on television and accurately, I should point out, brag about the jobs they've created, about the stock market, yet it doesn't feel like that for you. It doesn't feel like that at all. Well, I want you to picture this, okay? Picture this. There's you, me, there's all of us. We are the American people, right? We are the American people, and every single one of us, we sit on a little pot of gold, like a little Irish dwarf or leprechaun or whatever that is, whatever that thing is, it sits at the end of the rainbow. Okay, so you sit on a little pot of 100 pieces of gold. I sit on a little pot of 100 pieces of gold, right? And that, all of our pots of gold together add up to being a pretty lucrative amount of money. Your pot of gold, my pot of gold. We all know Chris would have a pot of gold. Michael's pot of gold. We have a pot of gold, okay? You with me? We're all sitting on this big pot of gold. But you see, there's the thing. The people who run the country, they want your gold. They want my gold. They want to take all of our gold for themselves. They don't care about us. They don't care about the citizens or civilians in this country. They don't care about the country itself. It's all about the gold. When they look at you, when they look at me, they don't even see a person, a man, a woman, or child. All they see is that big fat pot of gold sitting underneath you. Man, I'd like to get my hands on that gold. That's how the elites look at you and me. You're just a little pot of gold. And they want to figure out, how exactly can I rob the American people blind without them catching on to the fact they're being robbed blind? So here's what they do. They come up with media organizations, finance organizations, lie after lie after lie, and they figure out how to report on the wonderful state of the economy while at the same time sticking their hands right underneath your rear end and swiping as much of that gold out of your pot and putting it into their pot. And as they do this, the way they're doing it is they're reporting on what the total pot of gold happens to be in America. It's not necessarily what you have, but let's just focus on the whole, you see? Now I understand that you have less gold now than you did. You started out with 100 coins, and now you're down to 20 coins, and you're worried about that. But America had so much gold. Aren't you thrilled with all the gold we have here in America? Why are you complaining about your lack of gold? We have so much gold here. You want an example of what I'm talking about? The stock market's so high. Why does the economy feel bad, but the stock market's high? Well, this is courtesy of the Kobisi letter. They do really, really smart stuff. We need to get some people from the Kobisi letter on the show, Chris. They do really smart stuff. But here's one from them. In 2023, stay with me, Microsoft, NVIDIA, Amazon, Google, and Meta. Okay, so whatever, just forget about those names. Big corporations in 2023 combined, they grew their earnings by 57% year over year. 57% increase for those giants in 2023. By comparison, the median S&P 500 stock saw a 4% increase. They're projecting for the future, those companies alone, they'll see 40% in the coming years. Everyone else, flatlined. What is happening is the finance giants, business leaders, Democrat politicians, Republican politicians, and others, they are all after our parts of gold. It explains so many of the different things you see right now. The elites who run this country view this country as a bank vault to be looted, and they are busy looting it, and they are looting you. When I say this country, they're looting you. They are taking your job away and they're handing it to some illegal. They're taking your money away and they're handing it to their friends and handing it to themselves. They're taking away small businesses and small business earnings. Remember, we lost a third of the small businesses in this country during COVID alone, while Amazon boomed and Lowe's boomed. And what do all those people have in common? They're all in the club, the one you ain't in. That is the truth. This country is being ripped away from the hands of the American citizen, and it's being handed to the immigrants, and it's being handed to the Fortune 500 companies and the politicians who the Fortune 500 companies have aligned with. They have figured out BlackRock, Microsoft, Google, Democrats, Joe Biden, Mitch McConnell, you name it, they have figured out that if they join forces, stop competing with each other, stop working against each other, let's all get together. Let's all work together, because if we all work together, we can get John and Joe public, we can get that pot of gold they're sitting on and hoover up all of it for ourselves. The housing market's being destroyed in this country. Why? We're housing illegals, one, and two, gigantic companies like BlackRock are buying up every residential home they possibly can, driving the market into places where normal people can't afford it. What we're seeing now on a macro level, and it explains so many of the stories you see out there right now, we are being raided, robbed, looted, however you want to describe it. That's why you've taken out a second job and you can't afford a new set of shoes for Junior with the school year coming up. At the same time, if you're in Google, you're Google's CEO, you're sitting at the board, woo, fat bonus checks for us this year, baby, the stock is up. You're 65, you have to go back to work because you can't make ends meet. In the meantime, every single dirtball who's crossed our border illegally in the last 3 years is getting $4,000-$5,000 Visa cards, free room and board, and a job waiting for them. It all comes down to this basic fact. We are led by evil people with no love for this country. That's the truth. All right, let's get to some emails. I know that was heavy.
It is as heavy as 10 boxes that you might be moving.
So let's get lighter. Now let's talk about that actually specifically. Can you carry 10 boxes? Do you have the energy right now? The focus it takes to carry 10 boxes? Maybe you can't. Maybe you're a one box guy or girl. How embarrassing. Do you want to be a one-box guy? I want to be 10 boxes. I want to be 20, 30 if I could. That's why I take a male vitality stack from Chalk every day. Because 20% increase in your testosterone levels in 90 days with natural herbal supplements with a male vitality stack from Chalk. Female vitality stacks for the ladies. We have to be box carriers. And that's what Chalk is here for. Huge discounts on subscriptions for life. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse, or call them 50CHALK3000. We'll be back.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, having a blast here on a Tuesday. Before we get to this AG, this Pfizer, there's a lot of Pfizer COVID stuff today, man alive. Now that we have a couple AGs with teeth, we are getting some information out there, and it is, if you're you, you're not going to be surprised by any of this, but Norm and Norma are probably going to be really surprised. Let's do some emails, though, first, because I'm going to do a bunch of them tonight. And I am going to do a bunch of them tonight, and I'm tired of getting your emails claiming that I don't get to very many. I'm getting to a lot, for your information. I'm going to get to, like, 20 tonight. Chris, you know what? Chris, start a tally now. We're getting to 20 emails. And also, Brandon Darby's coming up next hour to talk about the border, and I'll get distracted and talk about other things. Dear Dr. Cheeseburger, you always talk about how Republicans are lazy and don't vote in their primary local elections. I agree it's a big problem, but sometimes I wonder if it has to do with poor advertising. Where I live, you'd never know there was an election unless you deliberately looked up the information. I consider myself a knowledgeable and informed person, and I still have a hard time finding out when all the elections are. Do you think they make it difficult on purpose? Thank you for being the only political show that never gets old, a world-famous author, and an elite menu whisperer. It must be a tremendous weight on your shoulders, probably as heavy as 10 boxes. Her name is Megan. Okay. Do I think they make it difficult on purpose? Well, let's talk about that. Because she's right. Do they make it difficult on purpose? I don't know, but it's difficult, right? It is difficult in many places. In many places, elections will come and go, and you'll never even knew we had one. When I'm beating on my normie neighbors, my normie friends, hey, we got to vote in this election. We got a local election coming up here, so you vote for almost every time I get an election? Really? When is it? What are we voting for? People don't know. Well, whether or not they do it on purpose, I can't speak to, but I can speak to this. We have to love freedom. Stop. I know that sounds like a stupid cliche. Just stay with me. Shut up, Chris. No, it doesn't. Let me explain. What does loving freedom mean? It doesn't mean, you know, hot dogs and fireworks on Independence Day, even though I am personally going to be Mr. Wiener on Independence Day. I'm going to have 6 hot dogs that day, I'm telling you right now. But it doesn't just mean that. Loving freedom is not passive. It is active. So you, me, we love our country. We love being free. But do we want to maintain it? Do we love it enough that we will work to maintain it? And let me explain, the communist hates it enough that he will work to destroy it. The communist in your area, he never misses an election, ever, of any kind. He doesn't vote once every 4 years for the president and thinks that means he's politically involved. He is at every election voting. He is involved in activist politics every waking moment of the day. Because destroying this country, gutting Western civilization like a fish, it's his religion. It's everything to him. Now, I don't expect you to donate, to put aside that many hours in your week, in your life. You can't match him in his hours because you have a family or a job and or a job or a life. And you should. I'm not saying don't have a life. Sit around doing politics all day long. I'm not saying that. That's not what we have to do. But we have to be much more active than we are when it comes to loving freedom. Loving freedom is not shooting guns and eating wieners on Independence Day. Those are side benefits of loving freedom. Side benefits of it. That doesn't mean you love freedom if you show up and vote once every 4 years with a MAGA hat on. That is not even the bare minimum of being a citizen trying to save this republic. I have used the example before. America is this big, beautiful stone statue, and the dirty communists in our lives sharing our country, they will do anything to bring it down. If we are not diligent about pushing the communists back from the statue, they will chip away and chip away and chip away and chip away until it comes down. Your Secretary of State, wherever you're listening to the sound of my voice right now, even if you have a dirty commie one like they do in Michigan right now, which is probably going to be a problem during this election. Anyway, even if you have a dirty commie Secretary of State, all the election information for your area is available on that website. I will tell you personally what I do because it's not like I'm separate or different from you. I don't know what all this crap is either. Wait, what are we voting on? This bond is, well, I don't know. It's not like I don't go through that in my own local life. I'm not some kind of genius who automatically gets all this crap beamed into my head. I print it off. I know that makes me sound really old. Shut up, Chris. I go to the Secretary of State's website and the critical dates. I just print them off. They're taped to our fridge. Go print your elections. Mark them on your calendar. If you're a person who keeps a calendar on your phone, put it there. Good point, Chris. Your county as well. Not just your Secretary of State. Your county, whatever county you live in, they have a website outlining the elections that are coming. So whether or not they're hiding these things, I don't know. But they shouldn't have to advertise to people who love freedom, should they? They shouldn't have to advertise. I love freedom so much, I will seek that information out and find it. Now, after that, because you and I are burdened with being the hyper-informed, after that, we have to go drag Norm and Norma to the polls because we know they're not going to go find the information. So we have to gather that information for them and then drag their sorry butts to the polls so we don't lose the country. That's our job. It's a pain. It sucks. I know. I go through it all the time. That's our lot in life. All right? Let's talk about a lot of this COVID Pfizer stuff. Let's talk about your dog first. How's your dog's breath? Got a great breath going on with your dog? How's your dog's energy level? Lethargic or even hyperactive? You know, dogs have so many problems here in America because their lack of nutrition problems. Did you know that? Rough Greens takes care of that for you. You don't have to change your dog's food. I know little Kibbles loves the food you give him. Start pouring Rough Greens on your dog's food. Created by naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, it has all the nutrition your dog could ever want. Your dog's breath will get better, just like your breath gets better when you actually eat better. RoughGreens.com/Jesse gets you a free Jumpstart trial bag, or you can call them 833-33-MY-DOG. All right, there was a lot of COVID testimony, and Fauci's out there running his mouth. Let's talk about that next.
This is an iHeart podcast.